No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Johnny Mack, the breaking news. Jordan Davis's fifth-year option has officially been picked up, which guarantees him $12.9 million in 2026. And Jordan Davis is here to stay at least for the next two seasons in Philly, securing the run defense, the run-stopping element of the defense. Johnny Mack, your initial reaction there to Jordan Davis's fifth-year option getting picked up, which most of Bird's 365 community was ready for. Thanks to you.
Yeah, I don't think it's a surprise at all. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I tried to say one or the other. I don't think $13 million at this stage, and it's, you know, a little bit under that, for a defensive tackle is much of an issue at all. It's basically just a placeholder anyway. And the Eagles now have a long time to try to work out some kind of extension. That to me is the difficult part. That's where you have to see where the value is. And run stopper, two down player, or, you know, do they think he could be more than that? But I think he could be more that crowd. Like, I don't know what that looks like, because I mean, you want your best pass rushers on the field. In what world is Jordan Davis going to be a better pass rusher than somebody like Moro Ajomo? How is that going to look? How is that going to happen? Even if you look at a rookie like Robinson, I mean, he's a 300, he's a massive man. He's just not a pass rusher. And I think that was the mistake by I'm not even saying the Eagles expected that. But I think that was the mistake by a lot of draft people who looked at his athleticism and said, well, if this guy could turn into a pass rusher. I even heard some guys, and I'm not going to pick on him, but say he could be an edge rusher. He's so athletic. I'm like, what? There's more to it than athletic. It would be easy. You know, you need technique and handwork and, you know, Chris Long was just, I saw on his interview, I think it was his podcast, but he was talking to somebody, he's talking about length of offensive tackles, what the difference, why they pay so much attention to length of offensive tackles. And he was talking about what you have to do to combat that as a pass rusher. It's a very technical, fundamental technique. So I never envisioned that. So I think the expectations were out of whack. Now, can he improve as a guy who pushes the prop pocket? Yes. And that's what you hope for. And you saw some of that in the playoffs, by the way.
Yeah.
Because he played very well.
He played his best football probably in the playoffs.
Yeah, a lot of people did. And that was a magical run. But so you hope he can get to that point. But I don't see any way. In fact, I see it going the opposite way, where you have lighter people rushing the passer. And guys like Jihad Campbell, stand-up rushers inside. you know, maybe that's where he fits in when he's completely healthy. I don't see someone the size of Jordan Davis being on.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The field in 3rd and 13 anywhere. Even at Dexter Lawrence, I can look at, you know, so you want to be more impactful just in the flow of the game as a pass rusher. Because obviously, you know, on 2nd and 6, you know, he may stay in the game. They may throw it. They may run it. You know, he's got to be more impactful in those types of situations. But then you have to ask yourself, what is that worth? What is that worth, essentially a two-down player, but a high-level two-down player? That's the difficult part.
So you think this is a placeholder for an extension? What type of extension you think they would give to Jordan
Davis? Well, that's the difficult part.
Yeah.
Like, where does it go? I'm not giving him Milton Williams money, especially when you have Jalen Carter going down the pike. He's not accepting $13 million.
Money, John. I know you talked about, you know, that's just the way contracts work. I understand that, but $18 million, I think, is too rich for him, especially with how many snaps.
That's probably the wheelhouse of what you're talking about, I would think. And then it's, you know, is it worth it?
Yeah, I wonder what the Eagles are thinking on the inside of the locker room or inside the NovaCare complex on what the value is on that type of a player. Because I will say this, I do think he's valuable. Like, if you can't stop the run in the NFL, you're not going to be a very good defense. So I think he brings that, and that's very valuable. The muddy part is obviously the price tag that you put on it and building the roster, the rest of the roster, along with that price tag.
Yeah. So that to me has always been the bigger question. Like I've said, I think people get way too caught up on fifth year options. And there will be guys. Now, sometimes it's a no brainer and you just pick them up because the player is so good. But a lot of times, you know, guys who don't get it picked up, even, you know, have a good final year and teams work it out and do an extension. A lot of times players have been so bad, it's not even a consideration, and they are clearly going to move on. But from the Eagles standpoint, $12.9 million, they don't want that on their salary cap. That's just not the way they typically do business. And this is 2026 again, not 2025. This is 2026. So they have all that time. And, know, they generally don't want that type of number on their cap, so they'll try to work out an extension if they want, and that's the difficult decision. What does that extension look like? What is it worth? But yeah. And Eagles offseason work, the only things announced, the first day was April 21st, which we told you, OTAs are May 27th and 28th, May 30th, June 2nd, 3rd, June 5th, minicamp is June 10th. They never announced rookie camp in advance, but it's generally either the week after, it has to be the week after the draft or the second week after. So that's your window for that.
We'll see what happens with Jordan Davis, but the option is picked up officially. So Jordan Davis has guaranteed now $12.9 million coming to him in 2026, and that guarantees Jordan will be a part of the team for the next 2 years. So Jordan Davis is here to stay for the next couple of years in Philly, and we'll see what kind of ripple effects that might have as well, you know, for new draft pick Ty Robinson, for more of a Jomo, for any of the other defensive linemen. The other thing about Jordan, John, or I think he has major value is I do think he helps Zach Bond. I do think he helps Jalen Carter. I do think he helped Milton Williams last year. So, you know, you got to put a price tag on that too, as well, where, you know, he's kind of one of the cogs that makes the rest of the defense go, even if he's not out there for every snap.
Oh, I'm with you. I've been talking about that for, that's his whole job is to, yeah, right. to make it,
keep the linebackers clean.
Yeah. So, I mean, whether that happens or not, you know, I certainly think the Eagles are aware of his value, but again, it's more difficult than that. It's, you know, can you get by with a lesser player? You know, part of their success was, you know, turning first and 10 into second and 10 or second and 9. And, you know, I've always said about this player specifically, you know, he's got to play worse to prove how valuable he is, which is difficult to do. So I think people inside the building know his value. And that's why Howie said what he said after the draft. But there's a difference between that and what they did, used the 13th pick on that type of player, and then all of a sudden, right or wrong, that plays into it when you're talking about salary.
Right. Midnight might bring up a good point here. In 2 years, the salary cap will be such that 18 will feel like 13. He might be right about that.
That's possible, too.
Probably going to add $50 million to the cap.
But they're probably working on extension, you know, during next season. And again, 13, that's a little bit of a range, but 13 will be 15 and probably 17. That's a more realistic time frame, and they'll be trying to work on the extension. Like I said, they won't want them to play under 12.9 million for a cap number, but takes two to tango. Believe me, the Eagles were working on an extension for Milton Williams. Believe me, they were trying to sign Milton Williams. But after his first three seasons, you know, he didn't get to play that much. They're probably, I don't know numbers, but they're probably trying to get him 8 to 12 million, I would say, at the high point. And Milton saw the landscape, and his agent gave him good advice and said, look, Fletcher retired. You're going to be the guy. You're going to have an opportunity to prove yourself. And he proved himself, and he got $26
million. Yep.
You know, maybe Jordan Davis looks at it like that and saying, you know what? I'm really good. People will know it, and I'll get a big number somewhere else. So it's a two-way street. It's a very difficult contract negotiation, I would say.
Yeah, it is. The breaking news, though, is that his fifth-year option has officially been picked up, so he'll be here for 25 and 26 at the very least, and we'll see what happens from there. We'll keep you posted on it on Birds 365.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.